chapter 69 to 76.
With regard to the final waters which you have seen, which are blacker than all those before them, those which followed the 12th, which were collected together, they apply to the whole world. For from the beginning, the Most High made a division, for He alone knows what will happen in the future. For with regard to the evils of the coming impieties that would be wrought before Him, He foresaw six kinds. And with regard to the good works of the righteous that would be accomplished before Him, He foresaw six kinds in addition to those that He Himself would accomplish at the end of the world. Therefore, these are not black waters with black, nor bright with bright, for this is the consummation. Therefore, hear the interpretation of the final black waters, which will follow the black waters. This is the word. Behold, the days are coming, when the time of the world has ripened, and the harvest of its evil and good seeds has come. And it will happen at that time that the Mighty One will bring confusion of spirits and consternation of heart over the earth and its inhabitants and its rulers. And they will hate one another and provoke one another to fight. And the base will rule over the honorable, and the ignoble will be extolled over the illustrious, and many will be delivered to the few. And those who are nobodies will rule over the strong, and the poor will have more than the rich, and the impious will exalt themselves over the brave. And the wise will be silent, and the foolish will speak. And the thought of men will not be realized then, nor the counsel of the strong, nor will the hope of those who hope be realized. And when those predicted things have come to pass, then confusion will fall upon all men. And some of them will fall in war, and some of them will perish in tribulations, and some of them will be hindered by their own. Then the Most High will give a sign to those peoples whom He has previously prepared, and they will come and wage war with the rulers who will remain at that time. And it will happen that he who saves himself from the war will die in an earthquake, and he who saves himself from the earthquake will be burned by fire, and he who saves himself from the fire will perish by famine. And it will happen that anyone who saves himself and escapes from everything that has been previously said, both those who have won and those who have been overcome, will all be delivered into the hands of my servant, the Anointed One. For the whole earth will devour its inhabitants. And the Holy Land will have mercy on its own, and it will protect its inhabitants at that time. This is the vision which you have seen, and this is its interpretation. For I have come to tell you these things because your prayer has been heard by the Most High. Now also hear about the bright lightning which comes at the end following these black waters. This is the word. After the signs have come, of which I have previously told to you, when the nations become confused and the time of my Anointed One comes, He will call all nations, and some of them He will spare, and some of them He will kill. Therefore, these things will befall the nations which will be spared by Him. Every nation that has not known Israel and has not trodden down the seed of Jacob will indeed live. And this is because some from every nation will be subjected to your people. But all those who have ruled over you or have known you will be delivered up to the sword. And it will happen that after he has brought low everything which is in the world, and has sat down in eternal peace on the throne of the kingdom, then joy will be revealed, and rest will appear. And then healing will descend in dew, and disease will vanish, and anxiety and anguish and lamentation will pass away from among men. And joy will encompass the entire earth. And no one will ever again die untimely, nor will any adversity take place suddenly. And judgment and condemnations and contentions and revenges and blood and passions and envy and hatred and all such things will go into condemnation at the time when they are uprooted. For these are the things that have filled this world with evils, and because of them, the life of man has been greatly troubled. And the wild beasts will come from the forest and serve men, and the asps and dragons will come out of their holes to subject themselves to a child. And women will no longer have pain when they give birth, nor will they suffer torment when yielding the fruits of their womb. And it will happen in those days that the reapers will not grow weary, nor will the builders be worn out from work, because the products will shoot out speedily on their own, together with those who work on them in full tranquility. For that time is the consummation of what is corruptible and the beginning of what is incorruptible. Therefore, everything that was previously said will happen in it. Therefore, it is far away from the evil things and near to what is undying. This is the bright lightning which followed the final dark waters.
And I answered and said, "Who can equal your goodness, O Lord? For it is incomprehensible. Or who can fathom your mercies, which are without end? Or who can comprehend your intelligence? Or who can narrate the thoughts of your spirit? Or who of those born can hope to arrive at these things, unless he is one to whom you are merciful and gracious? For assuredly, if you were not merciful to men, those who are under your right hand, they would be unable to come to these things. For only those who are named among the numbered can be called. But if we who exist certainly know the reason why we have come, and if we subject ourselves to him who brought us out of Egypt, then we shall come again and remember the things which have passed away, and we shall rejoice with regard to what has occurred. But if we do not presently know the reason why we have come, and do not recognize the sovereignty of him who brought us up from Egypt, then we shall come again and seek after the things which have occurred at present, and shall be painfully grieved because of the things which have happened." And he answered and said to me,
"Since the revelation of this vision has been explained to you as you requested, hear the word of the Most High, that you may know what will happen to you after these things. For you will surely depart from this world, nevertheless not to death, but to be preserved unto the consummation of the times. Therefore, go up to the top of that mountain, and all the regions of this land will pass before you, as well as the likeness of the inhabited world, and the summit of the mountains, and the depth of the valleys, and the depths of the seas, and the number of rivers, so that you may see what you are leaving and to where you are going. Now this will happen after 40 days. Therefore, go now, during these days, and instruct the people as much as you are able, so that they may learn so as not to die in the last time, but may learn so that they might live in the last times.